Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is the art of being well. What's up and welcome to the art of being well. I am a leading functional medicine expert. I get to consult people around the world via webcam, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, The Inflammation Spectrum, Ketotarian. My brand new book, Gut Feelings, is for pre-order right now. You're going to love this book. You can check out all the information you need to know, all about the books, the telehealth center, becoming a patient. It's all at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. We have tons of free resources there for you as well. And listeners of The Art of Being Well, we're giving away free signed books. All you have to do is head on over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review The Art of Being Well there. Tell us what you love about the show. And every month, no matter when you listen to this episode, my team and I will be randomly picking winners every single month. You can do it two different ways. You can leave your Instagram handle in the Apple Podcast review itself, or you can message me on Instagram at Dr. Will Cole and send me a screenshot of your Apple Podcast review there. And every month, my team and I will be going through the Instagram messages, going through the Apple Podcast reviews, and picking winners. I'll reach out to you, ask which book you want, sign it, and send it out to you. All right, let's get to today's guest. She is a great friend of mine. She's an amazing human being. Her name is Tina Chen Craig. Tina is the founder of You Beauty. She's also the founder of Bag Snob, which is an established beauty and style authority. In creating You Beauty, Craig was simply propelled by a need to streamline her routine, optimize her skincare, and cut down on cosmetic confusion. She was motivated to make an impact. Today, this female-founded company boasts a team that possesses a unified mission: create fewer but better products that produce real results while minimizing time commitment and waste. In addition to using recycled, recyclable, lightweight packaging and sustainable, non-toxic ingredients, You Beauty is leading the industry with multifunctional formulas designed to eliminate the need for many products. Their manufacturing facilities use 100% green energy, and the brand has partnered with One Tree Planted, a nonprofit dedicated to reforestation, to plant a tree for every You Beauty product sold. I love this human being. I love what she stands for in this company as well. Let's get right to it. This is Tina Chen Craig's Art of Being Well. Tina, man, this is a long time coming. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you. My gosh, I think we met during the pandemic.
We did.
I was like obsessed and watching your stuff. You're watching my stuff. Yeah. It was great.
I'm such a fan. I'm so excited to geek out with you today and share all the wealth of information that I've learned from you and everybody else hear about it today too. What was the journey to You Beauty? You are doing amazing things and it's just so innovative, but what's the genesis of how you got here?
Well, I spent the last 17 to almost 20 years as, you know, I was called everything from a blogger, influencer, editor. I worked at Vogue China for years, and I was a brand ambassador for a lot of luxury brands, masstige brands. I don't think there's a single luxury skincare that I hadn't worked with by, you know, up till like 5 years ago, almost like really high profile ones. I was relaunching heritage brands. I was doing master classes, and skincare has always been ingrained in me. I always say this, but it's true. My grandmother's from Shanghai, and Chinese women don't wear a lot of makeup. And growing up, I wasn't allowed to wear makeup. And my first memory was my grandmother feeding me just, you know, chicken butt. And she's going, "Eat the chicken butt." And I remember crying, you know, I'm like 4 years old. I don't want to eat the chicken butt. Why can't I have what they're having? And she would, you know, it was ingrained in me. Everything I ate, it was to calm the fire energy inside me, you know, the inflammation. It was to give you pretty skin, to have good skin. And that was just pounded in my head over and over every day of my life. Even if they saw a beautiful woman, my grandmother and my mother, they didn't say, "Oh, you're beautiful." They would say, "She has great skin." And that was the highest accolade you could receive from any Shanghainese woman, is that you have great skin. So I think growing up, not being allowed to wear makeup, everything we ate, from the bone broth congee in the morning and with a different types of fungus she would feed me for dessert, it would be white fungus, snow fungus, black fungus, goji berries. It was lotus seeds. The kind of foods I would eat, I was always so embarrassed about. Right now, it's like TikTok fodder. I wish we had TikTok when I was a teenager, because I was humiliated every day, embarrassed that I didn't want to eat our lunch at school. It's so funny, because even growing up, when I moved to the United States at 8 years old, I had developed these great eating habits where I ate only what I knew my body needed. And I was taught to, we always had our soup last for some reason. We, like here in America, you ate it first. And when I listened to your podcast about intuitive fasting, I think, wow, I started doing that at 8 years old. Cause when I emigrated to the US, I was forced to eat cereal. I hated dairy, the smell of cow milk. My son's only had my milk for 2 years, and then nut milks and oat milks. He's never had, I don't give him cow milk, but I didn't want that. So I would refuse my breakfast unless my grandmother came, you know, from Asia to the United States and make me my bone broth congee in the morning. Then by lunchtime, I'm staring at the school lunch, and it's bread and butter, which was the most disgusting thing to me. As you grow up in Asia, Taiwan and Taipei, and you know, at lunch, you're packed with rice and a boiled egg, but soy sauce egg with tea leaves. And then they give you a chicken leg. And then there's always lots of greens. So I'm looking at my school lunch. There was corn. There was like hot dog. I was like, "Oh my God, what is this?" And then bread and butter. And I would look at my friend's plate and I'd say, "Are you going to eat your corn? And are you going to, or like green beans, whatever veggie they had, or orange juice?" And then they'd say no. And I said, "Well, I would trade my bread and butter was my commodity. I would take that bread and butter, cut it in half, and I could trade it for everybody's vegetables." Or I just didn't eat lunch and I didn't eat the hot dog. So I really didn't eat my meals until I got home at 2:30 every day. I would just eat this huge Chinese lunch, and then I would have a snack, and then I would have dinner. So I would have all three meals between the hours of 2:30 to 7:30, really.
Amazing. So you were intuitively fasting before it was.
I was.
It was intuitive. Yeah.
Yes. And so because of my habits, and because I've developed really, you know, really great habits for skincare, that I started working with these brands. But let me just say, I wasn't perfect. From 13 to 18, I rebelled and started tanning, and I would tan all day. And then at the end of the day, I would, you know, go to the tanning salon if I wasn't tan enough. By the time I was 18 and went back to Asia, my grandmother was like, "That's it. You're not tanning." She took me to get acupuncture facials, you know, jellyfish stem cell treatments, all these like masks and stuff. So when I got into my 20s and started working in the entertainment industry, I was an MTV Asia VJ and started working with brands, and I got obsessed with skincare, with like really good products. And even around 18, when other people were buying contour sticks, I was saving money for eye serum at Saks, you know, at the department stores. I was saving my money. But throughout all of this and developing this obsession with skincare didn't mean I'm like, "Oh," and I knew there was a problem. By 5 years ago, I knew there was a huge problem of cosmetic confusion, because I was feeling it. Everybody was feeling it. There was just so much information, so much white noise, thanks to social media, and everybody had a platform, which could be such a wonderful, positive thing. But at the same time, was really detrimental too, because we started getting this FOMO. I better try that. Better try this. Using our faces as testing, test ground, right? As a science project, and really damaging our barrier and just eradicating all that facial oils that we need. But luckily for myself, I never washed my face in the mornings. My grandmother always told me, you don't need to wash your face in the mornings. Cold water, splash of cold water, that's fine. But I was so frustrated with the industry. I was so frustrated and I didn't know how to get off this wheel, because I'm here, I am working for these amazing brands, but then they were constantly pushing new products every single month. And I would have, you know, I was traveling with one brand, I was launching another, and it was too much. And I didn't know, some at night, I would literally just put on Aquaphor and go to bed and call it a day. And I linked up with an old friend of mine at dinner about 5 years ago. It'll be 5 years, I think, in September. And she was private labeling for brands. She has a medical grade lab in Italy. Her husband's family's been in skincare for generations. And we're both just, you know, catching up, having a cocktail, having dinner, and talking about our frustration with the skincare industry, her as a person who was producing the products, manufacturing, and me as the ambassador, helping develop the products and then taking it to market. And then we realized, if we were feeling this way, the whole world must be. If we were confused as the experts, people, you know, what is the regular person feeling with all of these products out there? And then she told me about a technology, and that's when everything changed for me. Because I was saying to her, you know, I don't understand. In 1969, we put a man on the moon. Amazon knows what I wanted yesterday, delivers it to me today before I realize I even wanted it. If you and I talk about chicken feet, I'm going to see chicken feet recipes on TikTok, right? Yeah. Everything's listening. Everything's intuitive. But the cosmetic industry was stagnated in the 1950s. Nothing's really changed. It was the same, oh, encapsulation and this technology, that, but nothing was really different. And it was always about this ingredient story. And you know, everyone has different ingredient stories. But my thinking is, but how do you deliver the ingredients to only where it needs it? Because I was getting really bad rosacea. I would have rosacea flare-ups. I was, you know, it was like the most horrible thing where I started like, I just can't use these things. And I started cutting back until finally I was only working with two brands, because I just said, I can't. I'm going to choose a couple of brands. I knew retinols are amazing for the damaged parts of your face, but it could be very irritating and cause a rosacea flare-up and inflammation in me. I knew that certain actives were definitely necessary to help create that homeostasis, but only where your skin needed it. So why couldn't anyone come up with a technology that could just deliver what my skin needs? Look at your face. Your T-zone is a very heavy sebaceous gland, and then you're very fine and delicate on the eye area. And then then you have a thicker skin here. And if you look at men who shave, who are constantly shaving, they don't age down here, right? They're constantly turning over and helping, but it's very, they shave and that's it. They're not, and then they put on an aftershave. They're not putting on a harsh active all over their face. Men are just, okay, I'm going to shave. Yeah. You know, very simple, basic. And then where they age is up here, right? If you look at men's jawlines there. Yeah. And so she told me about a technology that they'd been developing for almost like 7 years at that point, now over 12 years, but it had been brought to life. And when she told me about it, it was exactly that. It was not about just the ingredients. It was a delivery. It was a mechanism of delivery that was unlike anything I'd heard of, but something I had dreamt of. So essentially, it only treats the damage. It's intuitive. And whether you are a male doctor working in Pennsylvania or my own, at the time he was 13, he's about to turn 18. So that's how long this development has been of this brand. Or an 83-year-old or myself, you know, woman over 50 who's busy and is traveling and working and raising a child, a single mom, all of these things combined, it will give us all our skin needs. How? Because it only treats the damage by drawing the cells with oxidative damage to it. Because free radicals are cells with oxidative damage. When we're born, as you know, homeostasis, babies have perfect skin. They have just the right amount of oxidative damaged skin and the right amount of healthy skin. Then as we age and all the environmental stressors, it causes us to be thrown off balance. Or if a five-year-old gets a cut, no one sees her and she can't cry to anyone. She looks at, keeps playing. By the time she's done playing, it's almost gone. We get a cut. Hang on, back team. Hang on. You know, I know what to do. So we're disrupting our body's own ability to heal itself.
My patients ask me, people on social media ask me, what are some healthy snacks that they can have on hand that are delicious, but also love you back? A brand that I've been loving in this category is BTR Nation. They are on a mission to reimagine snack time. They make functional snacks with no added sugar, plant-based superfoods, and adaptogens and seriously clean ingredients. Protein bars are just the beginning, and they just launched brand new nut butter cups. They're so good. Their superfood bars are packed with healthy fats. They fill you up for hours. With only 2 to 3 grams of total sugar per bar, no sugar crashes or cravings. The best part is that each bar contains purpose-driven ingredients. Their cinnamon cookie dough energy bar, oh my gosh, it's boosted with organic maca and cordyceps, two amazing science-backed adaptogens, and it tastes like a snickerdoodle. You have to try this. The founder, Ashley, started BTR Nation after her parents passed away from rare forms of cancer. She became frustrated with hospital vending machine snacks. I mean, it's pretty messed up if you ask me, the option for healthy foods at a hospital. And she came up with a solution. She started creating healthier versions of her parents' favorite snacks. Years later, she turned her recipes into a way to honor her parents and help change our broken food system. BTR actually stands for to be bold, tenacious, and resilient, her parents' personal mantra. I love that. Use code WILLCOLE at checkout for 20% off your first purchase plus free shipping. All you have to do is visit btrnation.com. That's btrnation.com. btrnation.com. Use code WILLCOLE at checkout for 20% off your first purchase plus free shipping. To live your healthiest, longest life possible, you need to understand what's going on inside your body. Inside Tracker takes a personalized approach to health and longevity from the most trusted and relevant source, your body. This Black Friday and Cyber Monday, get $200 off Inside Tracker's Ultimate Plan and 34% off the entire store. Go to insidetracker.com/artofbeingwell for my exclusive discount code. Inside Tracker was created by experts in aging, genetics, and biometric data from Harvard, Tufts, and MIT. Inside Tracker provides personalized health analysis and clear daily recommendations, plus an action plan on how to live healthier longer. Inside Tracker can also calculate your biological age. You can actually see how you're aging from the inside out, the rate at which you're aging compared to your chronological age, as well as ways to actually lower your biological age. You're going to be amazed with this data. The thing I love most about Inside Trackers is that they give you recommendations on things you can control to optimize your health, like the foods that are right for your body, which supplements are right for you based on your labs, what workouts are good for you, and other lifestyle choices. This Black Friday and Cyber Monday, get $200 off the Ultimate Plan or 34% off the rest of the Inside Tracker store. So again, just go to insidetracker.com/artofbeingwell. That's insidetracker.com/artofbeingwell.
And so with this technology, free radicals are constantly attacking healthy skin cells, thinking they're going to steal a healthy molecule and somehow cure itself. So that's what they do, right? They're constantly attacking your healthy skin cells. So our technology, the Siren capsule, it mimics a healthy skin cell. So it's able to, it's the very first subtopical skincare by Saint Wall, because it's so minuscule. It literally mimics your own healthy skin cell, because the capsule wall itself is made of the exact same polyunsaturated fatty acid as your own skin that your body cannot produce anymore. So you have to help, right? And so even the capsule wall is soluble and becomes something that your body can use. The entire Siren capsule, for lack of a better word, it's really a molecule. But the only time that active ingredient that's been packed inside the molecule will release is when in the presence of cells with oxidative damage. When the free radicals that are attracted to it, thinking it's a healthy molecule, it's going to attack it, penetrate through it, thinking it's going to steal a healthy molecule. But instead, it breaks down the capsule wall, releases the active ingredients that neutralize it, reverses the damage it's done, and defends your skin for the future. And we always say it's like a Trojan horse, right? They think they're going to steal a McDonald's French fry, but instead we're giving it broccoli.
Yeah, I love that.
And in a nutshell, that was the technology. And I said, so we can pack with anything. And she says anything. And so we started developing that first product. And I'm like, I don't want to call it a serum. That's just so, it's so different. This is a unique compound of active ingredients. And initially, when I used to ask other brands, can we just get vitamin A, C, everything in one I developed a 13-step 20-product routine by 2007. I was proudly writing about it on Beauty Snob, my old blog, and New York Times actually called me on this. Well, you talk about simplifying, but you're the one who wrote about this, you know, 16 years ago. And I said, I'm going to end it. And so I used to always say, can't we just not replace all the products, but all the very confusing steps of the different levels of serums? Because if I used a vitamin A product and then I woke and put on my vitamin C without rinsing it off, my face was like George Costanza. It would just blow up in this crazy two worlds colliding. Retinols can't play with the vitamin C. And I would always ask it. And of course, every brand would say, oh, you don't understand science. That's not possible, because they want to sell you 10 different bottles.
Yeah. More products.
Right?
Yeah.
More products, more, more, more. It was all this more. So with us, I just said, I just want one product that's that confusion between cleansing and moisturizing. There's that 9-step of all these different serums and at different times of the day. I was like, my God, can we just, so that's what we did. And we tested that for, that we compounded this product. We had no name. It was just for me when I was invited to do this, I thought, oh, it's like going to Haute Couture House, right? And made to measure, you know, custom gown for yourself with skincare. And it just so happened that I was in between fashion weeks and I was going to LA, and the Italian chemists were going to be in LA at my hotel at the exact same day. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I made up a word called yun. So yuan fin in Chinese is your destiny. Yin qi is your luck. So destined luck. I was like, okay, yun. So I told him exactly what I was looking for. I said, at that point, I was in my mid-40s. I said, I can't do laser resurfacing. I want that resurface look. I'm aging. I want the tightening. I want to be able to use retinols. I know it's so good for your skin, but it always causes me a rosacea flare-up. So they listened to me, went back to the lab, compounded everything I needed. And at that point, I told them a bunch of crazy things too. I was like, can you bioengineer jellyfish, immortal jellyfish in a jar? Can you make me invisible shapewear? And, you know, I gave him my dream products. Right. And so when I got to Paris, the first product that was done was the resurfacing compound. They sent it on a Tuesday. I landed, went immediately to my hotel, got the compound, went to the Dior show like everybody else. By the end of Paris Fashion Week, everyone's tired because we start in New York. Some of us go to London, Milan. For me, I went to LA to work, went home to Dallas to cook for my son in between. Then I went to Paris. So by the end of Fashion Month, everyone's exhausted. By the third day, Friday, at the Balmain show, I'll never forget this. I was sitting front row, exhausted, and all the front row girls looked at me and they said, they all call me mom, I'm older than everybody. And they're like, you always have great skin, but it's next level. You're glowing. It's not fair. What's happening? So I pulled out my little lab sample and it just had Tina Craig on it. And a few of the girls were like, Tina Craig's skin in a bottle? How do we get that? And I was like, oh no, this is just mine. And so then backstage, I ran into some friends, supermodels. And then there were influencers, beauty influencers and editors and dermatologists. People were like, what are you using? And so I just started giving out these little pumps out of my hotel room. So I called Katie and I said, could you make more samples? Everybody wants some. And that's how You Beauty was born. We didn't have a name. One of the testers was Billy, who worked at Net-a-Porter as the beauty buyer. And she was a bag buyer before. And so I had designed bags and sold them at Net-a-Porter. And she was testing it. And my whole thing is, you have to trust me. And they look at my skin and they're like, all right, I'm going to trust you. I said, stop using all other actives. Cleanse your face with something gentle.
Okay.
And then use the resurfacing compound and then use your favorite moisturizer that has no other actives. That's what I would tell people. And the ones who listened to me within 3 days would say, my skin's changed. The ones who are secretly using their super actives are like, oh, it's irritated. And I'm like, what else are you using? Is what I always say. So Billy calls me on WhatsApp from Net-a-Porter and she's like, we want to sell this. I said, excuse me? She said, my skin changed in less than 5 days. This is insane. She goes, what is this? I go, well, it's science. It's really great technology. It's something that's only going to treat the damage. It's going to allow your healthy skin cells to thrive by bypassing the healthy skin cells, mm-hmm. only release where your skin has oxidative damage. Mm-hmm. And I called Katie and I said, Net-a-Porter wants to sell this. I think we should have a meeting. we didn't have an incorporation. We didn't have a name. So we flew back to New York. She lives in Florida. And we sat down and for like 2 days straight discussed what a skincare brand could look like mm-hmm. that had our dream products, that didn't add to the noise, that didn't add to the waste, but that really offered something that was unique and innovative and different from anything out there, that really solved a problem. And that's how Ubeauty was born.
I had no idea. That's freaking amazing. That is, you need to write a book about that because it is such a, I mean, you're a great storyteller too. It's like you can, I walked through that whole journey with you and it's amazing to see where it came from, just from an idea. What going back and unpacking some of the things that you were talking about, first of all, the, and you brought it to life, because I know about this, is the old, when your grandma, you do the immortal jellyfish treatment, and you had this bioengineered. So can you tell us about that and what came about?
Well, because I was like, we can't hurt any jellyfish, because the only way to kill an immortal jellyfish is to eat it. Uh-huh. And I've eaten jellyfish my whole life. So when I landed off in Asia, my grandmother was like, I told you never to tan. Drags me to her acupuncturist. I start three times a week, acupuncture facials. They would put the slime on my face and I never knew what it was. And, you know, I'm so used to her by then because I grew up, like I said, eating. When I hear your guests talking about snout to tail, I'm like, my grandmother would be so proud that I'm finally not embarrassed to talk about the way I was, being fed chicken butt as a kid. It meant you're the grandmother's favorite because that's supposed to be the best part. I'm like, ew. But if you get fed the snout, even with fish, like when you have a family, you know, we're a matriarchal family in our family because my grandfather had passed away. So when we served, we always served the whole fish and the fish eye would always stare at me and I'd cry. And then she would say, but I saved you the fish eye because you're my favorite. And I used to think she was abusing me. And I'm like, no, I don't want to eat the fish eye. So, and the fish tail was always saved for the most revered member of the family. Mm. So my grandmother always got the tail. And so she would give me the head because I was her favorite. I had 18 grandchildren. And I'd be like eating the head of my, you know, the jaw, licking every part of the head. Same with the pig snout. And then down to the ox tail or the pig feet. We ate snout to tail, everything we did.
There's the tail. It's great.
Yeah. And so I was so used to her doing crazy things. I'm like, don't even tell me what this is. So I finally asked them, I'm like, what are you putting on me? And there was snail slime. There was jellyfish stem cell treatment because the immortal jellyfish, it's tiny, it's this big. It's the only organism on the planet that is able to reverse its damaged adult cells back to nascent infant stage.
Wow.
So I was fascinated with that my whole life. And not much is known about it because they didn't even discover it until the 70s, I think. And so by the 90s, it was like something that, you know, the Chinese, our media, right? I mean, we would get, I mean, should I even say this? I don't want to get like canceled, but we would drink snake blood shots.
Okay. No, hey, I want to talk about the Chinese diet and the really fascinating
TCM stuff. I mean, look at TCM me, right? Another birthday's coming. I don't even care.
We'll get some black fungus. We'll get some snake blood shots.
No fungus, black fungus. I'm going to feed you everything I eat. My sense, all these herbs, you know, the Chinese people are pretty insane. They just didn't waste anything.
Yeah.
So it wasn't hunting for fun. It was like they hunted animals and they were eating every part of them. Every piece of that animal was eaten. And for the Buddhists, they would say, certain Buddhists don't eat cows because they worship them. But for our type of, they would say, well, it's better to eat a large animal. It's one life and you're feeding 100 than one fish. Right. And then that nutrient density, right before I was listening, I was eating a whole bag of chicken gizzards because I make chicken gizzards and I cook it in like tea bags and different herbs. And then it's so fragrant. And then you put it in the fridge. It's my snack.
Yeah.
Gizzards, liver, hearts.
So this is about sustainability. It's about it's about honoring. It's about being part of nature, not separate from nature.
Yes.
Have you heard about Higher Dose? I have loved this brand for a long time, for years. And as I'm always saying on the podcast, if they are a sponsor, it's because I use it personally. I recommend it to patients and put it in their protocols or both. This is definitely true for both because we recommend it for patients and I use it personally. Higher Dose is a one-of-a-kind at-home spa experience at the intersection of wellness, health, and beauty. Higher Dose's line of infrared devices harnesses the most cutting-edge healing technologies available, from infrared's healing heat to PEMF's grounding technology to red light's rejuvenating rays. Their best-selling portable infrared sauna blanket, you have to check this out, makes it really easy to get hot and high from anywhere. You just lay down inside the sauna blanket, turn up the heat, and sweat it out. Infrared therapy supports glowing skin, deeper sleep, and a balanced mood. And as your core temperature heats up, your brain releases a dose of happy chemicals, leaving you feeling euphoric, after your sweat sessions. The blanket's deeply penetrating heat instantly boosts blood flow, flooding your body with enviable benefits like radiant and youthful skin, higher energy levels, a boosted mood, and decreased bloating. For those who want to experience the benefits of infrared without the sweat, they also have a really cool line of infrared PEMF mats, which I also have, that recharge your cells, help you feel relaxed, grounded, and rejuvenated. This game-changing mat combines the powerful technology of heated infrared with PEMF plus 20 pounds of crystals like amethyst and tourmaline for a relaxing, restorative experience that you feel within minutes. Get your own infrared sauna blanket, infrared PEMF mat, or the red light face mask at higherdose.com today and use my exclusive promo code COLE15, that's COLE15, at checkout to save 15% off site-wide. That's higherdose.com, exclusive promo code COLE15, or just go to higherdose.com/COLE. Our next partner has a product I've loved for so long. I use it daily myself. I recommend it to patients. It's called Athletic Greens. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing, get this, 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day off right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy levels, recovery, your focus, if you're struggling with brain fog, accelerated aging, all the things. It's lifestyle friendly. You could eat however you want. You know, if you eat keto, paleo, vegan, high carb, low carb, dairy free, gluten free, it fits into any lifestyle. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting amazing. AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits for you. It's one thing you can do every single day that's simple, and it's a great way to take care of yourself. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's all you have to do. To make it really easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D. Vitamin D deficiencies, I see it low on labs all the time. It not only supports your immune system, but your mood and your energy levels as well. And they're also going to give you 5 free travel packs of Athletic Greens with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/WillCole. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WillCole to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. So wait, I need to ask about the snake blood shot. So what was the intention of this?
Well, for males, it's the most potent thing. So there's a place in Taipei called Snake Alley, and anybody who comes, we take them there and they make snake soup. I couldn't ever eat it because I just can't. It's like, oh, but they eat all of the snake. They you know, the snake is killed. They bleed it out. It's very high. Like they do it in a way, they bleed it out and then get the venom, I think. But the snake blood shot is supposed to increase your virility for men and for women to increase your beauty. And so snake blood shot followed by this one, it's an alcohol. It's called Gao Liang Jiu, which is, I guess, similar to vodka. So you do a shot of that and shot of that and you're good. Right. But you know, I never had snake soup until my dad would always lie to me. He'd go, oh, it's chicken soup. And I'm like, okay. And then our host was like, be careful of the tiny, the bones. I go, what bones? He goes, the snake, what's it called? The cartilage. And I'm like, huh? What? But it tasted just like chicken, if I'm being honest.
Got it.
But that's probably the craziest thing. But I won't even eat rabbit. Because I'm like, I like bunnies. But the Chinese people eat some,
And black, I have to touch on black fungus too. People are going to be wondering, what black fungus? What is
it? It is the most delicious. It's a form of mushroom. It's called woodier. So it's a fungus that grows in a certain part of the forest that's damp. Have you never had black fungus?
I've never had. I need to come over.
I'm
going to
come over and cook for you.
Yeah.
Because every time I'm obsessed with your podcast. And I was driving the other day and I was like, I found my people. Aww. People who eat like me.
Yes.
Who celebrate eating snout to tail. So black fungus, it looks like a woody. They call it a wood ear because it grows on a tree and it looks like the shape of an ear. I love pig ears too, by the way. I literally eat the entire animal. And so the black fungus, we slice it thin. You can eat it. Just boil it quickly. Eat it with black vinegar, Chinese black vinegar, with some ginger, which is the healthiest way, with some goji berries. That's like my go-to for instant collagen because that fungus is so high in vitamin B and minerals because it grows right on that tree.
Yeah, and vitamin D too. Mushrooms absorb vitamin sunlight.
Yes, yeah. Fungus. Yep. And so that's why I had this glow. I'm like, there's no filter on here. And the black, or you could saute it with some vegetables if you're vegan, or you could saute it if you eat meat, slice. Because you know, meat for us, the reason a cow can feed 100 of us, because it's not our main event. It's like a condiment. Mm. So meat is always sliced very thinly. And if we're having a black fungus dish, we'll have tiny slivers of meat to flavor it. Meat is like a flavor for us. Like when I moved here, so I was reading that Asian adults who immigrate to the United States are more prone to stomach cancer because you're used to this Asian diet where meat is just like a side thought, and then it's heavy in vegetables and grains, collagen-based foods and beans and rice. Then you come here and you're given hot dog at lunch, a steak at dinner. So I intuitively would refuse that. I'm like, I can't eat that. It was even, you know, mm-hmm. my son doesn't eat that, you know? And so when I read that, I go, it makes so much sense, because if you didn't grow up here eating that sort of diet and then you move here and do it, your body can't even, a giant steak, it has to learn how to break it down and absorb it. It's very taxing on your body.
Right.
And then for dessert, we would have snow fungus. So that's the white fungus that also grows on damp log. And it's this white fluffy. Have you ever had that?
No, I've never had this before.
Snow fungus, you cook it in honey. My grandmother would just eat rock sugar because, you know, Asians, we don't eat a lot of sugar. So if once in a while she would throw in rock sugar, but it's a treat, or honey. We always had fruit after dinner. So, but not certain types of foods. Like she wouldn't let my brothers eat certain types of foods that were too high in inflammation, like lychees. The most delicious sweet fruits mm-hmm. are the highest in inflammation because the sugar. I didn't know that, but growing up, and I had one friend who ate fruit all summer thinking she was going to lose weight. She gained 15 pounds. My grandmother said to me, because she's stupid. This is so high in inflammation. She ate sugar every day and didn't eat any protein. So snow fungus, we cook it in that with, we'll cook it with some lotus seeds and, you know, make, and then the snow fungus gets kind of gooey and sticky. It's full of collagen. It's just like this white, amazing. Oh my God, I could eat that all day long. It's so good. And so I would have that for dessert. So that was how I grew up eating, and everything was about good skin. When people are like, oh, all Asians have good skin, that is so dismissive, because it's work. It mm-hmm. is a choice every
it's
day.
It's part
from
of
morning.
The culture. It's part of the lifestyle.
Part of the culture. So look, I've seen plenty of Asians who grew up in the US, or grew up in Asia, China, and Shanghai mm-hmm. too, who didn't take care of their skin.
Yeah, right.
It's the same thing.
Same as any other American skin, for sure. So you have to tell me about what the latest research and science is really pointing to, the technology that you all are doing.
You were asking about the Barrier, which is one of your favorite products. So many people love it. And it was funny when we launched, you know, all the, you know, they need clickbait. So all of these websites and magazines are writing, I'm slugging with jellyfish. So people thought we had immortal jellyfish in there. And I had to explain, no, we were inspired by the immortal jellyfish's ability to transform itself from its earliest stages of development, its nascent stage, by reverting damaged adult cells into nascent stem cells, so it can re-evolve itself into a younger, healthier, stronger organism. It's the only organism on the entire planet Earth that can do this. So I was fascinated with it my entire life. I've gotten jellyfish stem cell treatment masks in Asia. And, you know, it's crazy over there. You go for an acupuncture for your back, all of a sudden you're laying on your back with needles all over your face, and they're putting jellyfish stem cells on your face. So I've always wanted to mimic this astonishing characteristic. And our medical grade lab in Italy, our brilliant biochemist, imagine coming to work and you're being told by the founder of the skincare brand that your partner's with, saying, I need you to recreate the immortal jellyfish. And so it took them years, but we identified ingredients that included nucleic acid, sodium DNA, humectants, vitamins, and farm grade keratinolytic urea to stimulate cellular repair or renewal, regeneration in aged cells in our own bodies, to in this regeneration to skin and the damaged areas. Because as I was explaining earlier, the siren capsule and the encapsulation is so unique because the delivery system is so different from any other skincare products. We're able to attract the damage causing free radicals and mm-hmm. only treat the areas of your skin with the cryptic damage that you don't even see it. Before it becomes a wrinkle of hyperpigmentation and even a blemish, it's all happening beneath the skin's top layer. So all of that needs the visible repair. We were able to identify ingredients and formulate it within the immortal siren capsule. For each product that we do, it's almost like a whole new skincare brand. It's so unique in its own. the study and the research we put into each one, and we develop a whole new encapsulation for it. So the Immortal Siren is formulated with functional bioactive marine ingredients engineered to act on the skin stem cells and essential growth factors to boost the proliferation of new cells. So you get that smoother, revived skin with the boosted vibrancy and resilience, like that, like bouncy, like, you know, I'm in my 50s and people who meet me in person are always like, and I'm not just saying that to like brag, but they're always curious of what I do. And I'm like, well, I follow Dr. Will's protocols. I'm on all these great supplements and I don't drink anymore. So really following what you told me to do for 6 weeks, like it's really changed my body. And I don't even think about my weight, but I weighed myself this morning. I was like, oh, I've lost some weight, but I didn't even think about it. It's just eating differently and staying away from alcohol. And so all of that to, so with, I think everything you eat, ingest, and then what you put on your skin. So yeah, this is all to boost that expedited skin renewal because our bodies are smart. We leave it alone. And so we're just helping it with the proliferation and the expedited enzyme to reborn your skin. Mm-hmm. And that we really believe in balanced skincare, and that healthy skin doesn't need to receive healthy actives. I mean, heavy actives, excuse me. It needs healthy actives, but not the heavy actives. And it doesn't need to be over-oxidized. And that's what we've been doing. And we believe that the skin flourishes on its own when it's balanced. And to achieve this balance, you must preserve the skin integrity. And so that's why we formulate with active ingredients with percentages that ensure the bioavailability and successful skin interaction to ensure visible results, but without, like, when we say do more with less, we're not saying like, oh, use less everything, which we are, but we're actually using less active ingredients than even, you know, the prescriptions for sure, but anything on the market, but we're doing more for your skin. And Dr. Dan Belkin, who's a dermatologist in New York, he's been studying it, and he came to us and he did a whole presentation in Colorado recently for medical dermatologists. And he said, the science and technology behind this Siren encapsulation surpasses what he can do with his in-office procedures, including lasers. Because so when they say it, like our products are laser in a bottle, because we're able to only treat the damage, and his lasers can't, they can't detect what's healthy. And this isn't like fear mongering, you're flooding your healthy skin cells with active ingredients, because you are, and that's why you're causing the irritation. So it all, it's like modern people like saying they have rosacea, they're allergic to this and that. That's because we're all doing too much. We need to use the right things. And so that's what U Beauty's been inspired by. And that's like the foundation of all of our products. And inflammation, which is so on brand with you. So when I discovered you during the pandemic again, I was like, wait, it was a, I also want to talk about my inflammation. I wanted to ask you because I just got a colonoscopy, and there's like this stigma attached with females over 50, which I am, and who have to get colonoscopy. And they're like, don't talk about it. Why? Like, I feel like everyone needs to know. I thought I was just going to go in, get a colonoscopy, come right. It was like a whole thing. It was like a surgery. Mm-hmm. You probably haven't done one yet, but oh my God. It was like this whole brutal cleansing of the gut. They literally cleanse you from inside out. And then they have to go in and make sure everything's okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, check for polyps.
Oh yeah. I've seen many of patients have to go through it. It's an ordeal, brutal. But it's important when it's you need to do it.
Right. So, you know, I was like, okay, so I have to like replace all the microbiomes in my gut. And you had told me to get on in the mornings, every morning after I take my T3, T4, I do the glutathione hista. Mm-hmm. Is that what that's how I pronounce it.
Yeah, I can decipher for people. So on what was going on with what you were explaining to me.
You saw my face. I looked like the elephant man.
Exactly. And what it sounded like, you had a SIBO flare up, or you maybe had some low grade SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. It's one of the top things that we see clinically. And a lot of the food reactions that you were having for a time, we were looking at FODMAPs, which are fermentable sugars that are in healthy foods. There's nothing wrong with higher FODMAP fruits and vegetables, but people with SIBO tend to be a little bit more intolerant to them. So while you heal the SIBO, limiting FODMAPs for a time may make sense for you. And you know, everybody's different as far as how much tolerance they have to FODMAPs. And then the other component to your SIBO was a histamine intolerance. So that's certainly another component for some people, SIBO, not everybody. And there are other things that can drive histamine intolerance or different causes of it. So different, the protocol that I put together for you, in addition to food changes, was just to support the degradation, the clearing out of histamine, calming that down, and then really supporting detox pathways and getting your gut restored and healthy and vibrant and resilient. So how are you doing?
I feel great. I feel great. The swelling's gone from my face, and I'm eating. You know, I still grab a little cookie here and there. I'm not following a strict macrobiome. You just like you said, I just eat the way I eat. If I crave a steak, I eat a steak. Most days it's fish, legumes. I make a lentil salad, heavy on olive oils, and just the way I've always eaten, but was never able to lose the weight and was always constantly bloated. But after getting on all of this stuff, I mean, I take this stuff, just like you said, morning and night. And then throughout between, I do the binder. What is that binder?
Yeah. So the binders, we're killing things off. We're pruning the microbiome, if you will. We're supporting microbiome balance. And then we're clearing things out. So a binder, basically, it's a non-specific binder that includes things like activated charcoal and zeolite and diatomaceous earth. And it helps to clear the stuff out that we're trying to balance in the microbiome. So that's the full protocol. I simplified it. It's a solid protocol, but not excessive.
Mine is easy to follow because I travel so much. I mean, I'm on a plane every day.
We had to make it sustainable for you.
Right. Yeah. Like right after this, I'm hopping on a plane to Canada. And then next week, my son's 18th birthday. And then after that, I'm going to Germany. And after, you know, UK. And I'll go to New York. Yeah. And I have to be able to take things. And when I'm on the road, I'm like, oh, yeah. I pump it right and I'm so lazy. I don't even put on a teaspoon. I'm just like.
And that's the science and art. I mean, that's why I call the podcast The Art of Being Well, because it's like if something's not sustainable or realistic, they're not going to be able to stick with it and it's not going to be effective. So you have to be pragmatic, but still move the needle for the person. And I'm glad that we got to do that for you.
Consistency, like anything you do in life.
Absolutely. And I love that what you said about skincare, wellness from the inside out and the outside in. And so I have a question about the barrier. You mentioned people talking about slugging on TikTok, on social media. Would you say the barrier is a slugging option? Is that how you would?
Yes, okay. It would be, because what it does is it works best over your moisturizer, whether it's the super hydrator or whatever moisturizer you want. It actually prevents it from evaporating. And, you know, because what happens is when you like are in heat or because, you know, we're modern technology, there's air conditioning, there's a lot of external aggressors that are eradicating any products you put on immediately. So it actually holds and protects that moisturizer and makes it work better. And so that's why they were calling it slugging, like putting it on over a moisturizer and you wake up with this bouncy baby skin. And it really has, and it's so calm, so calming that Dr. Belkin actually now uses in his in office, because it has less, everything's less than 1%. Sodium, DNA, vitamin C, BHAs, AHAs, with the urea is 20%. But everything else, especially with packed within our immortal siren, are the bioactive functional ingredients that I was just talking about that really are engineered to act with your own skin stem cells and essential growth factors to boost the proliferation of the new cells. So it is slugging as a thing. This is the best thing. And there are people who use it even during the day. I'm like, that's fine. If your skin loves it, I just use it at nighttime. It's like your skin. It's your overnight deep treatment. Yes. You're using it over your moisturizer.
Through the night. Exactly. Let's do the super hydrator first and then I do that on top. And I know we're talking about actives and the efficacious amount of the active, especially with the siren technology. More isn't always better. We just be more effective with the bioavailability of these actives.
Right.
And then what do we do with cleansing? I mean, I'm assuming like the cleansing's first and then we put these actives after that. What do you recommend for like washing our skin?
You know, we're always talking about microbiomes in our gut. But people forget that the microbiomes that are actually the most important are living on top of our skin. It's protecting everything inside, including our gut. Mm-hmm. And so we've been in the past just really attacking all of our own microbiomes, over scrubbing, and really creating a very acidic environment. So our pH level is very high. So when you hear about products that are pH balanced, actually not generally, all of those products are talking about the product itself being pH balanced. Our latest launch, which is the Mantle Skin Conditioning Wash, speaking of cleansing, which I hate that word because even the word cleanser, think about a beautiful leather bag, the most expensive lambskin, calfskin bag. Would you take a sugar scrub and scrub on that bag, or do you condition clean it?
Yeah, you would condition clean it, take good care of it.
Correct, right? Because, or it's going to crack. So we have been scrubbing on our skin. Our skin is leather. Think about that. And all their microbiomes on there have been destroyed by these years of over cleansing and saying squeaky clean skin. You got to scrub with hot water. And but see, I've always said that the difference between really Asian skin and white skin, people are like, you're born with it. Yes, there are some Asians born with heavier sebaceous glands and thicker corneal stratum, but not all of us. And I have actually very Caucasian skin. If you see my skin, it's a very thin, I'm very fair. It's very Caucasian skin. But why is it so thick? It's because it comes down to cleansing. Growing up, I was never, I mean, even, I think I mentioned this earlier, even when we learned to shower as kids, we called it shipiku shijiao, which is you wash your butt and your feet because the bacterial areas, so you wash your privates, the feet, and then, you know, underarms, but the rest of your skin, it's just water. Water, if you think about, you know, your chest and you're wearing a shirt all day and you're out, sweat, whatever, water rinses it off. So that's how we've always treated our skin. And all of that was to protect our microbiomes. Mm-hmm. And so with the Mantle Skin Conditioning Wash, I go insane when anyone calls it a cleanser. Even my son now has been trained to call it the Skin Co-Wash, and we're actually copywriting that word, Skin Co-Wash. So this is all about how do we cleanse the skin? How do we remove, you know, because I love makeup. I'm a girl who loves her skincare and makeup, as many people do, and remove the dirt and the pollution that's on the skin without disrupting your microbiome, without disrupting and pulling and destroying your own skin lipid, the precious biolipids that you need. So that's where the Mantle Skin Conditioning Wash came. And it took over 4.5 years and 17 iterations with several formulations of each iteration. So you do the math. I'm like a psychopath when it comes to my products. But what we finally got is, instead of, so traditional cleansers use solubilizers and sulfates, right? So foams up, it finds the oil on your head for shampoo, it finds the oil and makeup or dirt and grease, and it pulls it and then it removes it and then you scrub it off. So then it's right. Your skin's left feeling, oh, I feel clean. No, you've just stripped it of its lipids. That's why it feels that way. So mm-hmm. This actually uses a bioactive amino acid emulsifier to clean. So actually we're even using your own skin's oils to our own advantage. So it's, it feels like this amazing oily balm, but as so you can put, so how you put it directly onto your face and it will just melt off your makeup and then it emulsifies. Then you add some water and emulsifies into a deep cleansing milk. And when you rinse it off gently, people have said like their skin feels different. It feels conditioned. Yes, because we're conditioning your skin. We're cleaning it the way you would clean precious leather. I want you to treat your skin like the most incredible precious leather that you have, because it is. And so what you're left with, number one, our Florosiren. The new Florosiren has pre and probiotics that you're going to love. Because generally, when you wash everything off with water, everything just is rinsed off with the water. So the reason you feel that conditioner left on the skin is purposeful. So your skin should never feel squeaky clean. It should never feel stripped. So we purposely have this conditioner on it that protects your lipids, that works with your lipids. And it's holding also the Florosiren. The Florosiren capsules are then able to penetrate through the skin, and it has pre and probiotics to feed the skin. You know, I love to feed people. I'm always cooking and, you know. So this is a cleanse. So it's basically your cleansing oil, your cleansing gel that you use, and then a makeup remover pad, and then imagine how what we do. Think about it. We shampoo, strip all the oils out, then we use conditioner. We cleanse our face, we scrub with exfoliators, then we buy a skin softener, a chemical lotion. When our own skin has everything that we need, our own precious lipids. And so immediately you'll feel like this soft conditioned effect on the skin, and you think, oh wait, there's something left. I need to scrub it off. No, you need to leave that, because that's number one, you're feeling your own skin lipids and you're feeling the conditioner that purposely left on there to hold the Florosiren so it can penetrate through the skin. There's no need for double cleanse. But yet at the same time, it's the conditioning is breathable and absorbable, and you can immediately apply your resurfacing compound or any other products. And it really improves the barrier integrity and strengthens the skin's natural ability to defend itself by visibly improving its overall health and function by restoring the acid mantle. That's why it's called the mantle, because we've destroyed our acid mantle. Mm-hmm. And the microbiomes. And so it clears away the dirt, excessive sebum, makeup, and et cetera, all so gently while retaining your own skin's biolipids.
I love that, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try that.
Oh, wait, you're getting it.
Skin co wash. That's the term.
Skin co
right?
wash. Yes, heard it here mantle. First on Dr. Will Cole. Skin co wash.
It's called mantle, my friend. This has been yes. great. Thanks
and
for explaining that.
This disruption is so gentle. And because the materials that it lifts away the dirt and the not the skin's own beneficial oils at the same time. So
yeah.
it's very a disruptive way of thinking of cleansing that we're going right. to condition the skin and not scrub it.
Because well, it makes so much sense. It's like you said, like these are things that you grew up intuitively seeing what the contrast between how you were raised and
yes.
how the modern American, we want to destroy,
Chinese
disrupt.
And Western cultures. Yes.
Yeah. We want to destroy, disrupt. We want to more is better. More isn't always better. And I think you're allowing, like you're saying, you're protecting the lipid barrier, protecting the acid mantle, you're protecting the skin microbiome.
Correct.
It makes complete sense. And you're just the first person to put all this together.
Yes, because because when people used to be like, what's your secret? And I'm like, I can't explain it to you. And then I'm kind of embarrassed to be like, yeah, there are parts of my body, like on my chest right here. I don't think soap's ever touched it. So I have this, people always go, you have the smoothest chest. Because think about right here, it's very low, no submission glands. Water rinses off everything. Unless there's makeup on there, then I'll use a cleansing oil like coconut oil. My grandmother used to love using coconut oil. She would ferment rice water and we would bathe in that. And so that ferment would like work with your own microbiomes and not increase the acidity of your skin. Because think about soap. Soap really increases the pH. I don't think I've ever used a bar of soap on my body, even while traveling. Well, private parts, feet. Mm-hmm. Under arms and back of, if there's dirt, but even if there's dirt on your neck, water rinses it off, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It rinses off everything, unless you're in an area full of viruses and bacteria, which I don't know, unless you work in a chemical lab testing viruses, I don't understand why you're scrubbing your children in these hot baths. We just stood there as little kids. They would pour water on us, pH balanced water is what they would use. And then we would soap up with a cleanser. The private parts and the dirty, stinky parts, they called it. It's actually a phrase in Chinese. She jiao that we were taught growing up. So I've never talked about this before publicly. So I'm like, my son's like, it's so gross. Don't tell people that you sound dirty and disgusting. I'm like, what? But this is why I'm in my 50s and
yes.
people think I'm like barely 30 years old.
Exactly. No, I mean, we want to learn from you. You know what you're talking about. And I know people are going to get so much out of this conversation.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you to try this. This is when you rinse it off. You'll just feel, I've had the calls I'm getting from, celebrities and supermodels that I've given the samples to have been bananas. They're like, what is this? Because they feel it. They go, I feel like my skin just got treated. And that's exactly what it is. It's you're feeling your, and I said, it's your own lipids. You're not removing it anymore. And one strip of your skin, you can feel the difference, like that tightness. Y'all, that tightness isn't like your skin's tightening because it's healthy. That tightness is because you've removed your own necessary oils and biolipids.
Yeah. Right. My goodness. That's amazing. Where can people get that, the mantle on?
Ubeauty.com. I believe you've got a code for your listeners and your devotees.
Yes, yes for sure. We will put that in the show notes.
And it's also, at Nordstrom, we're at Saks, we're at Violet Grey, we're at Cosbar. We just launched at Blue Mercury. Your local Blue Mercury is around the U.S. So lots of retail. We're in 44 countries.
Wow. That's amazing. My friend, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back every Monday and Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.
Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.